It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. Thank you, New York. Nielsen Ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio at the 10 o'clock hour, and we thank the listeners for their confidence and trust that we always provide you great content, and this week will be no different. This show on 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We discuss so many business professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, financial planning, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role. Cirilli, Eliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Rena, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Mishpacha Magazine Take 5 column, the monthly Take 5 column. Thank you, Mishpacha, for that. C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and all episodes are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Just to tease the audience about some of the amazing guests we've had in the past, Steven Shapiro, the innovation instigator. What about Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert? Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. What about Captain Sully Sullenberger? Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS. Steven Sadov, the former CEO at Saks Fifth Avenue, and so many other fantastic guests. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. They've all been guests here on Mind Your Business. And guess what? There's no fee. You can access the incredible advice that they shared on these airwaves by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, this evening, let's get to tonight's guests in studio. We have none other than Jay Cardwell and Marguerite Gizerlis, I hope I pronounced it right.
Very close.
Okay. Of CFO Squad. Let me just go through their distinguished rundown of their careers, where, you know, again, they have a storied career, and yet they're still highly active, and we'll discuss what they're up to these days. They're part of the CFO Squad team. Jay Cardwell has more than 35 years of comprehensive experience in SEC reporting. We'll get to that. And compliance. Not everyone understands what that is. We'll discuss that. Financial reporting, tax research and compliance, strategic planning, and treasury and cash management. Marguerite has over 10 years of experience in the Big Four public accounting firms. That's a very big statement. As well as working with private and publicly listed companies, both domestically and globally. CFO Squad is an accounting consulting firm which offers CFO-level talent on an outsourced basis. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss takeaways on how to get ahead in the business world, how to assess the true value of a business, and tips about the new 2018 tax law. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Jay Cardwell and Marguerite Gizerlis. First, did I get the names right? You know, tell me if I didn't.
No, you got our names perfect.
Perfect.
Yet? Pretty good. Okay, thank you.
Better than most people do. So.
Thank you. You know,
thank you for having us.
I have a ton of questions. So this is going to be a real engaging interview because you really provide the listenership of this show is primarily small to medium-sized businesses. Listen, there are some one of the guests on this show landed Pfizer as a client because of this show. Great. It could happen. But that's not the norm in general. It's really a great group. I mean, we're in the top 10 according to Nielsen. So it's a great group of small to medium-sized business owners. Let's first talk about, at its core, what you do at CFO Squad. What is that all about, and how can a small to medium-sized business benefit from the services of CFO Squad?
CFO Squad, we help both small and large companies, from private companies to publicly traded companies. But even though we can provide what you mentioned, CFO-level services, mm-hmm. we're there to help CFOs in companies as well. And CEOs. So many companies, the complex areas of financial reporting today, the requirements of going to your bank, or if you're a public company, or someone wants to, say, buy your company, and tax planning, all of those elements get in the way of running your business. So we're there to help them sort through those complex issues, help them prepare their financial statements, not just the ones at the end of the year so you can do your tax returns, the ongoing ones within that helps you manage your business, helps you describe your business to the outside world in a way that they can understand it. And we sort of take the mystery off these rules of accounting and financial reporting that even ourselves we have to look it up in our own books.
Okay, so that's fascinating. So let me understand what it's not. Let's say a company just wants to outsource their bookkeeping. Would that be considered below the threshold of what you provide?
I would say on a normal level, yes. We'll help them find bookkeepers. We know good bookkeepers. But on a just basic bookkeeping level, that's where everyone should start at. Beyond that, banks and investors and other people are expecting data or financial reports in a format that your typical bookkeeper or your tax, your accounting program can't provide.
Margaret, go.
I just wanted to say that what's good about it is that, you know, a lot of the times small and medium companies, they might not have a proper accounting department. So they don't have the staff and the resources. They have a couple of people that are focused on running the business. So what's really good is what we do help with is we actually provide a team of all levels so that we can really address all the needs that come up with an accounting function.
Now, when you say the team, it's that you hire the team and then put them into the place, or they work remotely at your location? How does it, just that I could wrap my head around that?
A lot of our clients, and we have clients in the New York City area, we have clients all around the world, from Australia to China to Germany.
Truly international.
Truly international. So a lot of times we don't even see our clients, but we work with the teams, maybe their local bookkeeper, to gather the information and work with them to make them understand how to properly prepare their financial statements. So we take our staff, almost everyone that works for CFO Squad is an employee. We have a very good network of technical advisors as well, because mm-hmm. there's special questions that come up. But we're there and we assign and build our team around the needs of that client. And it changes from time to time. So sometimes you just need help creating your financial reports, or doing budgets, or doing cash flows, or you have an issue on a tax, or maybe someone says, hey, I want to buy your business. What does that mean? What do I need to provide them? We're there to provide those answers.
Jay, I'm so excited you came, because I have 1,000 questions. I don't know how we're going to get to them all. Yeah. One question that I must ask you is, do you assist in the process of taking a private company public?
Yes, we do.
Wow. So you would be the address. If someone they reached an inflection point, they want to go public, and they know they need all types of documents and all types of reporting and banks, and they all want to see that, you're the address for that.
Yes. And we're different than sometimes people are told they need to go to an audit firm. Mm-hmm. Well, audit firms today, if you want to be a public company, they can't help you prepare those financial statements or some of those other documents. They're there to determine whether they've been prepared properly. And so we're there to get you ready for those audits, to get those documents together. And once you become public, and we have, I would say, 60% of our clients are publicly traded.
Wow.
So we're there to help them file their quarterly reports, their annual reports, and all these special documents throughout the year that need to be filed. Otherwise, you get delisted.
Yeah. Now, before we go forward, how can someone find out more information about CFO Squad?
I think the easiest way is to go to our website, www.cfosquad.com.
It's that easy, cfosquad.com. Now, at the beginning of the show, we talked about that you have experience over 3.5 decades of SEC reporting. Many in the audience do not know what that is. and forgive us. What is SEC reporting?
Well, if you wanted to sell your stock, whether it's on the pink sheets or over the counter, or you grow up and you want to be on the New York Stock Exchange, mm-hmm. or in some cases on exchanges around the world, but in the U.S., it's the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, mm-hmm. and they set the rules and regulations on what information needs to go to the public, to your shareholders, and to the rest of the world in order to trade your stock freely on those exchanges. So being a public company comes with a lot of responsibility and rules, and it's too much for any one person to understand all the rules. And it's, for us, we're hired because most companies can't afford to hire a SEC financial reporting officer inside, and even for one person, it's too much. So that, therefore, we're there to be that backup. And we do it in a way that it's cheaper than hiring an employee.
My guests this evening are none other than Jay Cardwell and Marguerite Gezelis. Again, I'm going to try my best each time to pronounce it correctly. And I'm getting pretty close. Each time maybe a little better. Of CFO Squad, we have a lot of questions. And in case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. They are highly skilled in the area of financial reporting, and we're going to continue to discuss that. And we are having a fantastic conversation about issues that really every business, whether you're a public company or a private company, these are issues that will face you, especially as you grow every single day. So we encourage you to stay tuned through the entire show. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guests this evening are none other than Jay Cardwell and Marguerite Gezelis of the CFO Squad. And we're having really a fantastic conversation about the mechanics of a business, large or small. So therefore, really, I would imagine everyone in the audience will benefit from this show, because in some way, shape, or form, this will benefit you one day. Another question, if I may, and of course I'm throwing it open to either Jay or Margaret, whoever wants to tackle this. You know, it's no secret that most businesses, probably all businesses, at one point started with an entrepreneur with a vision and kind of flew on the seat of his pants. You know, whether he knew what he was doing, he didn't know what he was doing, he had a lot of passion, and he just moved forward. But at the same time, the financial side may have been challenging to him, and he didn't really keep the books right. Not that he was you know, not that he was doing anything wrong, but just he didn't understand even, you know, how to handle all that. But then the business started to grow. Are you faced with that? What's your advice for a company to then say, okay, it's time, you've been a kid, you became a teenager, now you're an adult. You're an adult business. You know, you got to do it correctly. What advice would you give to a business that reached that point that they've matured and now they got to do it professionally?
I would say if you're thinking of an idea, start keeping your records early.
Great piece of advice. That means don't just charge in as an entrepreneur and ignore the financial side. Handle it professionally from the get-go.
You know, because catching up is sometimes the difficult thing. Hmm. It's not impossible. I would say we frequently get many clients in that situation where all of a sudden they're wanting to grow. They want to add a second store, or they want to expand, or they want a franchise, or they've been operating even for 30 years and they had a great passion, but they can't take it to the next level unless investment bankers or other investors come involved, and all of a sudden they have nothing to provide them.
Wow.
So the biggest problem I've seen in some cases where they have a great idea, they've been doing great guns, and they've gathered the interest, whether it's through, you know, just news or publicity that people know about them, mm-hmm. and they want them to go to the next level. And they say, show us your financial statements.
And what?
Some of those bankers, guess what? They're expecting to see them at the end of the day, not in the future. They expect that
snap
if you're ready, I want to see them now.
Wow.
So sometimes that's where, and investment bankers have called us many times to say, I like this business. I want to think about funding them or acquiring them or working with them. But can you go check them out to see if they're ready to be funded, to be invested in? So that's where, mm-hmm. you know, but we catch them up.
So that's going to be my question. Unless, Margaret, you want to jump in?
I just wanted to add that. And it's really important because you do need that financial reporting, as Jay said, mm-hmm. when you want to make those steps and you want to build out your business. But keeping good records is actually helpful for the now, too, because, you know, a lot of the times businesses will start, they'll focus on the revenue, how to get more business, which is obviously important. Mm-hmm. But maintaining your records, you see how efficient your business is. So it's just good on all fronts to really start right from the beginning, as Jay was saying.
So now I guess the obvious question that the audience would ask is there a way for a business that has run the wrong way for many years and suddenly they realize, oops, okay, I didn't do it right. I should have done it the other way. I get it, but here is where I am. What do I do now?
So that's where a lot of times we get the phone call.
Got you.
And we look and say, okay, here it is. And we have the understanding of what auditors and what bankers we're going to need. So we're going to go down that list and we're going to work with them. And they don't have to really know anything. Part of it is helping us gather that information, letting us put it in a format, create those financial reports, get it ready, whether they have to be audited or whether there's just other critical information mm-hmm. that needs to go out. We had a client a few years ago, and it took some time. Some clients take a little bit of time to get caught up, but one, they hadn't filed their tax returns in 10 years.
Ouch.
You know, they hadn't had financial statements. They had multiple companies all wrapped together. And it took us a while and auditors to sort that out, but we sorted it out and they actually finally sold their business.
That's amazing.
And we actually received an award for creating that
business. I would imagine they didn't fall for 10 years and you
got
them to sell.
So there's a lot of different aspects. One is financial reporting, one is tax, and there's an expectation. And it's amazing how companies can get very, very large and yet fail to keep their records current. And so but they can catch up. We go through that process and then help them maintain it or show them and give them the tools so that they can maintain it from that point forward.
Again, to find out more information about this great company, CFO Squad, that's their website, cfosquad.com, cfosquad.com. The next question that also I've been dreaming of asking someone of your ilk, how could someone assess the true value of their business? And I know you probably need more than 45 minutes for this one, but what would be a simple way of giving guidance on that, evaluating a business?
Well, There is a whole industry
okay.
that values a business.
Okay.
All right. There's sort of a basic level, which we can discuss here. But then in a more complex world,
sure.
one looks and brings in technical specialists that actually look at the calculations, and there's actually a very, very, I want to say complex, but a very difficult process to go through. But on a simple level, I start with cash. How much money is the business making? A lot of people say cash is king.
Well, and net or gross?
Both. But it's industry by industry. So each industry has its own rules of valuation.
Mm-hmm.
Some it's like, what is your customer base? How many customers? Because other businesses know what to do if they acquired your business and
mm-hmm.
and took over your customers within their own business. But for others, it's about cash. So therefore, how much cash is being generated and long term, and not only cash today, but how are you expected to grow? What is your cash flow in the future? How is your industry growing? Is it a growing industry, expanding, or is it evolving and potentially at risk or declining? So all of those factors come together to determine the value.
Mm. Yeah, Margaret, anything to add on that? It's really a fascinating subject, because anyone that has put in years into a business knows, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, the whole thing, and they're, you know, and they would love to have an idea of the value of, like, you know, hey, if I was thinking of selling, what could it command?
Yes, I mean, Jay said, cash really, and how much revenue you're generating, you know, how important are your assets in the business? Those all play important roles. And going back to, you know, in your business, processes that you can help with that valuation is obviously maintaining records, but keeping budgets and seeing how close you come to those budgets, and then that's analyzing nice. What are the factors that you didn't reach that target.
Studying real data.
Exactly.
Studying real
and
data.
That will give you an understanding of your business.
Before we go to a commercial break, I need to ask, you know, really each of you, because from your deep talent, what's the number one tip that you would recommend a business do today? I know it might seem like a simple question. It could be a loaded question, but you know, what's one tip that you would recommend to any business that they do today?
I would say, build a good team around you. Build good workers, accountants, a good attorney, and be good to your customer. The customer and word of mouth, no matter what business you're in, is what's going to lead you to new customers, new sales, and awareness for your business.
Margaret.
And just to add to that, I would say, you know, exactly what Jay is saying, focus on what your processes are, what's key to the business processes, and make sure that those are working efficiently.
Such great advice. We still have more time with these great guests, so don't go away. Again, my guests this evening are Jay Cardwell, COO and Senior Associate at CFO Squad, and Margaret Gezelis, who's the Senior Manager at CFO Squad. To find out more information about them, visit CFOsquad.com. That's CFOsquad.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert. And this is my latest book, Be Amazing, or go home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time. You show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. Well, we're having some fantastic conversation. We're here with executives at the CFO squad. And we're talking about, I mean, really anything and everything related to a business from the financial side. And my guests this evening are Jay Cardwell, the COO at CFO Squad, and the senior manager, Margaret Gezerlis, again, at the CFO Squad. And thank you very much for taking of your very valuable time for joining me here on Mind Your Business. It's appreciated. And
thank you for having us.
Thank you. Now, we all know how hard it is to build a business from the ground up. I'm going to ask you for your number one tip, I guess aside from keeping good records, because we did touch on this earlier, but what would be your number one tip for a business that's in its infancy and just starting?
Well, if you're starting out, research everything that you can about the business that you want to create or build or buy, because knowledge is everything. Know what makes your business special. How are you going to sell it? And to make you different from your competitors. And then lastly, how are you going to sustain it? So,
okay, Margaret, do you have anything to add on this particular one?
Yes, that's the exact type of analysis that you have to do is and just in more detail to understand what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. Are you coming into a traditional business model and you're going to change it somehow? You have to really analyze all the factors that can apply to your business.
So we're moving along. What's the first step in helping companies make a business model? You know, what would be that first step?
Make lists.
Make lists.
You know.
Okay.
Know what you need to do to open your doors. Okay. Do you have to buy equipment or furniture or get a lease, or do you have to develop a new app, you know, and all of those steps before you make money? All those things that you might need before that first day where you can start selling something or revenue start coming in. And then list about everything you need to know how to operate. How many people do you really need? Other services, whether it's accountants or attorneys, consultants, advertising, all those different things that you've looked at and researched on how to run your business, make all those lists. Because all of those factors are going to go into a business plan because they all have a cause and effect. And sometimes we call them drivers. You know, what drives your business, but what changes? What are those variable costs? How much does it cost to buy something, to turn it into something else before you then sell it or provide that service? So I say make lists, because someone like myself or anybody else to create a business plan is going to feed off those lists.
So Margaret, you want to add something to that?
Yes. And I think it's important to also validate that list. So it's not when you build that business model and you make your projections based on, you know, what goes into all of these factors, you really want to get on the phone, do real life research of is there really a demand for a product, for example, and kind of say, yes, these numbers do make sense, and then follow it through.
Now, Margaret, if I could just ask you this one. Can you tell us what is the secret to a successful audit?
So I would say that the secret to I would first call a successful audit a smooth audit with no big surprises. So I think the most important part there is to understand what the audit is in relation to. For instance, is it because, you know, the bank wants to issue you a loan? They want to make sure your financials are correct. Is it a public company audit? You're reporting to the SEC, so you want to make sure you also have, you're in compliance. You have to understand what the audit is for and then understand what your auditors are going to be looking for. So it requires a lot of planning from the beginning. The more planning in the beginning, the smoother your audit will be. And that means a lot of communication between the auditor and the client. Understanding, you know, what the key transactions are, what's unusual, what might be difficult to validate. And what I mean by validate, usually, you know, you check with third parties if something is actually there.
And this is something that CFO Squad provides?
Well, actually, exactly, because the auditor, as Jay was mentioning earlier, mm-hmm. cannot actually perform these duties. When they ask you for evidence, they can't actually do the work for you because they're required to have an independence. Right. So in order to have that independence, somebody else has to perform that work. So we help in a lot of actually communicating with the auditor because we understand the needs. A lot of us have auditing experience, mm-hmm. most of us. And understand, and translating that to the client and prioritizing their requests and making it an efficient process.
We sort of say we're the friend of the auditor, we're also the friend of the company to make that audit go smoother, because there's so many levels. I mean, an auditor will start demanding a lot of requests of information, mm-hmm. and the client, the business, they've got to run their business on a daily basis. And an audit can sometimes get in the way of running their business, and therefore, all of a sudden, it takes longer for the audit to get complete. So, therefore, part of it is being prepared. But when you go back to the core question is what makes a successful audit is making sure that you haven't lost information. You know, when documents or contracts or copies of invoices need to be found, that they're still around, that you haven't tossed those things out.
Now, Jay, you've been in business, you've been around the block for over 3.5 decades. This is a question I like asking of someone of your ilk. You've been through a couple of strong recessions, right? The most we know, the 7, 9, 10, 11, whatever, was very, very strong. And then in the late 90s and then the early 80s, you know, et cetera. What's your advice on how to make it through that period of turbulence and to come out strong on the other side?
Well, you make me sound old, but
I'm sorry, it just experience.
Experience, and I've dealt with businesses both inside and outside. You know, where I've been the CFO, I've been the CEO, I've been the COO, you know, for other companies. So I've lived through these ups and downs. And just to one. The economy is going to go up and down. Never to expect that, it's smooth sailing today, therefore it's always going to be this way. We sort of get into that lull that we're okay and we're fine, and all of a sudden there's a downturn and we don't know how to react. And that's where sometimes, whether it's a business plan or it's a financial model that one sort of keeps up to date, always looking ahead, but looking at what happens if a high or low happens? And mm-hmm. when you have that model, one can put in there, what happens if there's a 10% downturn? Or in my industry, what was the low? Was it a 30% downturn? Was it 10%? And see, what does that happen? And does it kill my business? Or can I survive it? And make sure that you can withstand those low points. Other times, and many people run their businesses with lines of credits or other debt, mm-hmm. or other investors, is to make sure that you haven't fully tapped those resources out at the beginning. People sometimes live up to their line of credit or live up to the capacity of their investors or other lenders or shareholders. Make sure you have reserves so that when those happens, downturns do happen, you can then call upon those resources to get you through those periods of time.
Is there any type of rule of thumb for advice for a company to either have a certain amount of cash on hand to be liquid, or is it just, it really depends on any business? And
it depends upon each business. And that's where one has to look at their particular business to say, hey, in January, I'm going to have lots of cash left over from Christmas sales, but I've got to hold on to it to get through the rest of the year until I get back to the next season so that I can buy inventory and restock. So one looks at every business to see, because it can be critical on a weekly basis or it could be critical, you know, on a monthly basis.
Is there any type of advice you would give regarding a company, you know, borrowing, let's say when they have reserves, but I've heard sometimes it is recommended that you use OPM, you know, other people's money, that you would, you know, borrow from a bank, especially if the credit, you know, is a very good rate, it's an aggressive rate, it's 5-6% or maybe better, as opposed to dipping into their reserves. Or would you advise against that? Say, if you have the money, always use it before you touch a loan. Or is there something?
I would always say, have some type of a lending institution, you know, or to get one associated with your business, because whether you want to expand or whether you have a need, or sometimes your partner, there's a tragic accident and you have to live through losing a partner and or a business associate, and you need to rebuild your business, or there's a natural disaster that happens. You need to have some of those resources on tap.
So that's great advice. You're saying that even a company that's what we call cash rich and they have it, make sure to have a banking partner that's there at your side, and that actually you have an active line of credit available with money there should it be necessary to tap into it.
Yes.
My guests this evening are none other than Jay Cardwell and Margaret Gezelis of the CFO Squad. You can find out more information about them by visiting CFOsquad.com. That's CFOsquad.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guests this evening are none other than Jay Cardwell and Margaret Gezelis of the CFO Squad. And we're talking business. I mean, really, business, all different types of areas of business, public companies, private companies, what to do when you're first starting, what to do once you reach the inflection point that you're a big boy, you're an adult, you're out there for a number of years, you're thinking of selling the business. We're talking about all of that stuff and more. Just in case you're just tuning in, no worries, by Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, let's jump back into some questions that I have for this great team here. What are the biggest financial challenges that business owners and executives are facing today, 2018?
I think the hardest part is being prepared for the unknown. Things happen, industries change, and one needs to be able to evolve with those changes. We're in an international markets that are constantly affecting the way that we do business. But part of it is, as I said, is the unknown. I mean, I had a client recently. They had been running their business for 30 years, extremely successful, developed it from the ground floor, multi-million dollar business, owned by the father. The sons didn't necessarily want to take it over. But in order to grow the business even further, he was in an industry that he needed to actually be acquired, that it wasn't going to continue to grow and expand just for him. So we were brought in to help them get ready, to look at it, how to present himself better so that he could be sold to a bigger business, to one of his competitors. And in the middle of that, one of his suppliers had a recall of a product that now affected, and he had to put out a recall after 30 years never having a recall within his business. And therefore, he had to react overnight to survive that recall and be able to explain the cause and the effect of a recall on his business so that didn't affect his future sale.
So it sounds like that this is important advice, you know, whether it's 2018 or if it was 2008 or, you know, 2030. This is really just fantastic advice to always be prepared for the unknown. Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Again, we all pray that everything goes smooth, but.
And just to help with that, like, to prepare for the unknown, it's important to have those procedures in place to kind of say, well, what happened? What are the risks of the company? What can we do to address those risks? And that's something that, you know, we also help with to assess how the company deals with different types of risks.
Got you. Now, on the blog at CFO Squad, and again, you could find out more information about this company by going to CFOSquad.com, CFOSquad.com. The blog mentions the term soft skills. Can you explain what this is and why it's so important?
Well, soft skills is everything. I would say the opposite. What is a hard skill? What is a hard skill? You know, and the hard things are, hey, you have a great process, you have a great technology, you have a good business property location, but the soft skills is that common sense of running your business. Your common sense is dealing with your employees, how you create that positive attitude even when you're having a bad day. You know, how do you approach your customers? When a customer comes through the door or calls you on the phone or a banker calls you or an investor calls you, how do you approach them and how do you stay positive so that that customer buys? Right. That bank wants to lend you money. That banker wants to take you to the next level. Those skills are what is those soft skills. Is that not only a personality, but the ability to be enthusiastic about your business, even if you know the wolves are at the door.
Now, I'll tell you why I love hearing this from someone like yourself, Jay, because usually, you know, there's the right-handed, you know, right-hand brain and the left. Well, not right-handed brain, but the left-brained people and the right-brained people. And usually the ones that are on the financial side are not into the soft skills, but it's very refreshing to hear that your company, CFO Squad, is plugged in. That, you know, it is about data, it is about numbers and financials, but never ignore those soft skills. That's refreshing. In fact, I'll share, one of the early guests we had on the show was Captain Sully Sullenberger, who needs no introduction. And it was really a, you know, great show. And he talked about soft skills. And I remember his line. He said, "I bristle at those that ignore the importance of soft skills." He said he bristles. He said, because what happened in the cockpit in those, what was it, 2 minutes and 8 seconds, whatever it was that the soft skills between himself and the first officer, Jeff Skiles, he said, was so fantastic. He said, if we didn't, I think he even mentioned, like, we didn't even have to say anything. We just looked at each other and understood what we had to do. He said, those are soft skills that save the lives of everyone on the plane. You know, that, you know, that it's not just financial data and it, you know, but the strength of a company is going to be, how do you interact with people? You know, we're all humans, right? AI hasn't taken us out yet, you know? and therefore, the soft skills are so important. It's really...
Well, we live with rules. You know, in the accounting world, there is just from tax rules and regulations to accounting rules to the SEC. But when we think of what is a CPA, a certified public accountant,
right,
we're dealing with the public. So we're trying to translate and try to simplify that information so that the public that knows nothing about financial reporting and accounting can understand what we're talking about. And for many people running their businesses, right, it allows them to focus on the business.
I want to move on to goals. We know that financial goals is something that's so critical, and I'm afraid to ask how many people do it because it seems it's not a... What's your advice on how people should be setting financial goals, meeting financial goals, and tracking their progress? I know it's a heavy one, but it seems it's right in your wheelhouse. And I would love to ask you this question.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Both jump in. It's such a key one.
No.
So yeah.
I think we've mentioned it and discussed it, you know, earlier in this broadcast. But one, in order to meet goals, you got to know, and in order to monitor those goals and whether you've had success, I mean, it does go back to starting with a business plan, and not just your first one before you started your business, but keep sort of a rolling business plan, a financial model that allows you to look at those key factors. I said I wanted to make $1 million by this year. Did I make $1 million, or am I above or am I short? I wanted to have X number of customers by this period of time. I need to be in three different states. So all those things come from your initial forecast and your models, and to monitor that. And that's where even bankers and investors, they want to be able to monitor your success as well. So if you tell them, hey, I'm going to have $5 million in sales by the end of next year, well, guess what? You're going to know whether you reach your goal when you send them a report next year, and whether you reach, and they're going to pull out that old paper and find out whether you're above or below that mark. But having goals also helps everybody else within your organization, not just those on the outside. It helps your employees. Am I doing good as an employee? Am I doing good sales? Am I going to get a bonus? A lot of companies, they set those goals to then determine whether their employees participate and get bonuses. So having those goals set helps organizations, both internal and external.
So how often... Okay, so first, Margaret, if you want to address, and then I have a question.
What I was just going to say is that as the company grows and becomes more complex, there are more departments involved, and it is really important that everybody is on that same page, and keeping a system where it's not convoluted, but it gives you enough information to understand what the progress of the business is very helpful to get everybody on that same page and make sure you're striving towards the same goal.
So I guess my question is, how often would it be considered, would require too much maintenance and it's just not worth it? Or how, I mean, is this something, let's say on the financial, setting the goal, is that once a year, is that every quarter, and evaluating it, how would you advise on that?
I would say at least once a year. I mean, some companies, they set, here's my budget for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Other companies have a rolling 12-month budget. Mm-hmm. So as they keep going down the road, they know what the next 12 months is going to be. So there's sort of two schools of thoughts there to sort of say, hey, at least once a year. But a lot of companies, they monitor it then monthly.
Monthly.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So they'll set it up at the beginning of the year, but then monitor it monthly.
Yes. And I would also say, and that's a really good, you know, the rule of thumb. And it also depends on the type of business you're in. If it's a really static business and you've kind of reached that point where everything is going smoothly, you would need a budget less and less. But if there's a lot of, if it's a technology or innovation business, and there's a lot of different factors that you might, you need to be on top of it. So in that sense, you would want to be more.
In the past, I helped run some entertainment companies. Mm-hmm. So we needed, because we're dealing with lots of unions, we needed to know when a show was supposed to stay alive or whether we had to pull the plug and close a show. And so sometimes we had to look at things on a daily basis to make sure that the trends, if it went the wrong way, we needed to prepare early on to close a show. Otherwise, we could lose a fortune if we couldn't close soon enough.
That's fascinating.
Take a reaction that, oh, that ad didn't work. Now I was expecting
a bump. Got to pivot quickly.
And so now I needed to change my ad, change my approach, and go into the marketplace in a different way. So.
Any advice on creating a budget and then sticking with it? Is there, no question, it's going to vary by industry. That's understood. Yeah. But is there just any tips you have on that?
Well, I think the important part is to communicate with everybody to understand for each department, for example, what costs they expect to have, and to ask questions and to challenge it. Because, you know, it depends, again, you know, how rigorous you have to be depending on the type of business it is. But, for example, one of our clients, what we do is, they focus very much on getting new revenue, they might not consider the cost so much. So when they're preparing the budget, we're constantly asking for other expenses that they might have not thought of.
There's a lot of components to a budget, and they need to come from a lot of different places. So one, I say make it part of your routine, but involve all the employees. Make them participate in that process. Make them own the creation of that budget, not just the person who has to assemble all that information, but you're part of the budget that you're contributing, and the information and the reliability of that information, make all your employees participate in the formation of those budgets and those goals, because eventually it's going to result in either them getting a bonus down the line or the business staying alive for them to be employed.
As we approach the close, we still have around 3-4 minutes to the show. We said we would touch on it, and I know it's not a simple subject, but the new 2018 tax law. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but any tips, any takeaways, what would you share on that?
I would say understand your business and how the new tax law can benefit you. There's so many different components, and there are businesses out there taking advantage of the new tax law. And no one's going to knock on your door and say, oh, you should do this or do that in order to take advantage of the new tax law. In some cases, it may hurt your business, and you need to find a way to work around it.
So you need to speak to a professional ASAP in order to figure out how it can work to your advantage.
Correct. And especially when companies down the line are looking at wanting to sell their business. The old law and the new law all has rules and regulations that need to be addressed in order to figure it out. But just there's a lot of information out there, but hiring a professional just to take a look at your business and to say, am I going to wake up next March and April and find that, oops, I got a big tax bill. You should start looking at that now.
Jay, Margaret, I can't thank you enough. The time flies when you're on radio because we're out of time. But before I let you go, I just have to ask each of you, there's a lot of small to medium-sized owners and executives in the listening audience of this show. What first, I guess, we'll turn to Jay. What final takeaways could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business? Yeah, it's a big open question.
It's a big open question,
And you shared so much. Thank you. You shared so much.
I would say keep looking forward. Okay. Understand how your business fits in to the industry that you are. Mm-hmm. Watch your industry. Understand your surroundings, your competitors, and listen to your customers. I mean, as much as we talk about financial reporting and all that information, and it's critical mm-hmm. to keep those good records down the line, but it's still running a business. So understand even your own financial statements. How does that compare to other people? Are you doing good or worse than your competitor? And how are they doing better? And compare yourselves to those elements. And if you keep good financial records, you'll be able to do that.
Amazing. Margaret, any final takeaways?
Exactly. I just think that's what Jay was saying. The big takeaway is, and it really comes down to keeping really good records from the beginning and keeping good procedures in place to maintain those records when the business is simple, so that it's easier to build a good business on a strong foundation.
Amazing takeaways from these great guests, Jay Caldwell, COO, and Margaret Gezelis, Senior Manager at CFO Squad. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having us.
It was great to be here.
Amazing. Thank you. To find out more information about this company that could really take your business to the next level, CFOSquad.com. That's CFOSquad.com. Well, guess what, folks? We are out of time. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.